From Brooklyn College Radio, I'm Leanne Kickline, and you're listening to The Public Think Tank, the radio show all about education. Today on The Public Think Tank, we'll be talking about women, welfare, and access to higher education. How are these connected? And we'll also be talking to someone from Ask a Magnet Yenta. Coming up, stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Public Think Tank. I'm Leanne Kickline. And for the second half of today's show, we'll be talking with Tanya Anton of Ask a Magnet Yenta. I believe we have Tanya on the phone. Tanya, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How
Great.
Are you?
Great. Good to talk to you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
So Ask a Magnet Yenta is a website that was started by moms in the Los Angeles area. Tanya, can you tell us more about that? Many of my listeners, I'm sure, are wondering what on earth is this and how was it started?
Absolutely. Well, there's a little bit of history, and I'll make it brief, but the first thing to know is that we are just a bunch of parents that represent our children are in the Los Angeles Unified School District, which is the second largest school district in the country under New York City.
Right.
So, and it represents about 750,000 children and 800 or 900 schools.
That's a huge school district.
It's enormous. So, and it's Byzantine. In other words, it's very complicated. So what happened in about 2005 is a woman named Sandra Singh Rowe, who's written 5 books, the latest of which is Mother on Fire. She's also got a radio show, and she's a writer for The Atlantic. She's a monthly column. She's phenomenal. She's very funny. She and another author, Christy Meller, of 3 Martini Playdate, started these L.A. soirees, and they had a vodka sponsor, and they started this thing called Martinis and Magnets, where they would talk to parents proffering cocktails and dispense public school knowledge of how to navigate through the maze of lotteries and charters and magnets and public schools. Choices, because there's so many. And that evolved and eventually gathered a number of other parents from various districts or areas of Los Angeles. And then there was a column called The Magnet Yentas, which was an online column with the LA Times. And eventually it became an Ask a Magnet Yenta blog, where parents can write in their questions, and a sort of ad hoc group of knowledgeable parents will write back what they know and share their experiences and send them on their way with really potent information that they can't get easily from the district.
And that's the
history of what that is.
Great. And that's a WordPress blog. If my listeners go to publicthinktankradio.org, to the show's website, there is a link to the Ask a Magnet Yenta blog right there on my webpage. So great. So from martinis to magnet yentas. So we've got moms, real live moms, giving advice to other moms through the miracle of the web. It's awesome. Who's involved now with Ask a Magnet Yenta?
The ad hoc collection keeps growing. And different than New York, L.A. is so spread out. I mean, it covers an enormous expanse of communities and neighborhoods. So there are various beacons of light, if you will, in various parts of Los Angeles that cover their terrain. And, for instance, I'm sort of Sandra calls me the good witch of the West, but I cover the West Side, and just in my area alone, there's probably 50 elementary school choices, which is just the West Side of Los Angeles. There's the East Valley and the West Valley. There's the East Side, Silver Lake, Los Feliz. There's all these different areas. There's Westchester, which is down by the airport, LAX. So I can't say how big we've grown, because it's ever
growing.
Evolving.
Yeah.
And in addition to dispensing information, what has evolved over the years is a real sense of building not only infrastructures of information, but then once you get into the public school system, inspiring parents to act and to revitalize their schools, many of which need help, and then also to become politically active. So there's a whole political action piece of this group as well.
Right, right. So before we actually even get into that, I'd like to go back a minute to the resource that you guys provide as far as helping parents navigate this system, helping them know about different magnet schools. I was looking at the webpage. Someone was asking about, you know, I have a 13-year-old son and this school wasn't good for him, and should I try this other one? You know, how do you guys know about that? I think a lot of times as parents, we just sort of know about our own unique experiences. To what degree is this knowledge that you picked up from parenting, and to what degree do you go out and do some footwork or do some research?
That's an excellent question, and I think it's probably different for each of the Yentas, which, you know, each of us bring a unique background. I can speak personally that I have been doing parent events around the public schools for 4 years now, and have done many of the Martinis and Magnets, or several of the Martinis and Magnets, and since then started my own West Side sort of coalition of information, and I have a website called GoMamaGuide.com.
Okay.
And I have been on, I can't tell you how many school tours. I have brought in school principals that represent the magnet system, the charter system. I have brought alumni parents back to speak on panels to talk about what transitioning from preschool into this kind of school, into that kind of school, whether it was a charter or a magnet or just the public neighborhood school, and what their experience was like. So over the course of 4 years, I've spoken to hundreds of parents. I've talked to parents in the system, about to enter the system, with stroller babies, you know, like, and I've visited a number of schools. So I feel very qualified on my West Side turf to know what I'm talking about. I can't speak for every point of light around our entire Los Angeles basin because it's enormous.
Right.
But needless to say, the people that have risen to the top of the Magnet Yentas are extremely knowledgeable. There's another resource online called greatschools.net, and
okay.
I think that's a national
greatschools.net. Okay.
Yes, yeah, where you can type in various schools and find their demographics and their test score rankings, their enrollment. You can find all kinds of information and parent reviews of the school. I believe one of the Yentas who was, unfortunately, she was going to be on the show today and then couldn't at the last minute, but her name is Angel Zabel Rodriguez. She used to be a moderator for greatschools.net, and so she dispensed information on that website as well.
So that is also parent-run?
It is. I think the forum that she moderated was for parents, but I think
mm-hmm.
it is a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different model. What we're doing is all sort of ad hoc, grassroots, parent-based.
Right, right. I mean, you're describing all this work that you do to me. I mean, who funds Ask a Magnet Yenta? Is it all volunteer?
It's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. Wow. So you do this, you guys, several of you do this, and you do all this incredible work, and you maintain the website, and you do it just out of love for public education and for your fellow parents and disseminating information.
Well, let me tell you, when my daughter was born, and she's about to turn 7 in a few days, when she was a baby and strapped to my baby Bjorn, my chest, and I'm walking around my neighborhood, which I live near Venice Beach, just a little bit in from there, it's a town called Mar Vista, and we're walking through this area, which, you know, at that time I didn't know very many other mothers. I was a musician, a singer, a songwriter. I knew a lot of actors and writers. I didn't know any families at this point. But I'm walking around our neighborhood and I'm going, this is crazy. You know, this is a fantastic neighborhood. I've got a baby. I'm thinking, there's no way in heck I'm going to send my kid to my local public school. There's just no way, for a number of reasons. It had a terrible reputation, terrible test scores, high dropout rate, there's issues about safety, there's all kinds of issues. Is a perception. But then after I'm talking to other moms that I'm meeting along the way, and as my daughter gets a little bit older, and then I'm in playgroups and daycare, and then I meet people at the preschool, I'm thinking, this is crazy. We live in a fantastic neighborhood. Our property values have tripled over the last 8 years. And why shouldn't we go to our public school? Why shouldn't we be able to go to the school that's 3 minutes away
right.
that represents our neighborhood?
Right.
And I think the day she was born was the day I got angry and became political in some regard. And I started asking these questions, and I said, this is not, you know, we come with so much resources, skills, talents, parents themselves, families, and our schools do not reflect that, but they ought to. And I started to become aware of, I think I just opened myself up to other parents that were interested in the same ideas and had the same questions, and it started to evolve. And what I feel now, looking backward, is that we have tapped into a movement, a sort of a grassroots movement of parent by parent, neighbor to neighbor, parents leading parents to not be afraid to at least walk on campus, take a look at the school, take a tour, and just see if there's a way to make your public school choice viable. And what we started to find were these stories that once you stepped on campus, it wasn't so scary after all. And that, in fact, there were some interesting and cool programs in some schools, and other schools needed a lot of help. But if the neighbors rallied around, and I've seen this happen in a number of schools, where, say, two or three or four stroller moms start working on behalf of a school, meeting the principal, going, maybe setting up a little booster club or a fundraiser arm, or just helping to weed the garden or showing up to be a reading buddy or something like that, that eventually, you know, more and more people join the fray, and these schools are slowly starting to attract more of the neighborhood, and they're revitalizing at a very rapid rate. Because we all come with skills like writing skills, marketing skills, maybe somebody's a musician and can come in and bring their guitar into classroom. Maybe somebody can go in and work on a story project with a group of third graders. We have a lot of resources, the parents in the neighborhood, local businesses that's untapped to help support local schools. So slowly there's been a connection of like-minded parents, and that's how I think we've all found each other. Through those of us that are really driven to make this be viable, have found each other throughout LA through these many events.
Right, that's great. And I think, you know, I hope you're right. I hope that it is a grassroots movement that's spreading across the country, because I think it is so important that we feel invested, not just parents, but the whole community, to really feel invested in our public schools, and as you say, in our local school, in the school that's 3 minutes from us, that's part of our local tangible community. And I think, you know, the interactions with the web can help us to strengthen that, rather than, you know, some people talk about how the web, you know, distances us, but I think it's a great complement to connecting us with our local community.
Absolutely. The web is an amazing resource for a new mother who's a newborn, who's like up at 3 a.m. and has terrible insomnia.
Right.
And you know, you can find out anything about anything, from pediatrician choices to how to find a dentist to, you know, all kinds of advice. So I think the mommy blogs and then the Yahoo groups and the different listservs have actually really helped, in particular, moms connect with each other and share information. And then as the kids get older, school becomes the next big, ginormous hurdle. And especially in the big cities like New York and Los Angeles, that is stressing out so many hundreds of thousands of parents, let me put it that way.
Right.
It's a stressful decision to navigate, and the district does not do a good job of making the information, you know, streamlined, simple, available, understandable.
So can you tell us, for many of us that are not so familiar with Los Angeles, can you tell us a little bit about what makes LA schools unique, or you know, maybe some of the different magnet school options or different school options that that parents need to navigate in Los Angeles?
Sure. Well, first of all, just to give a flavor, like I said, Los Angeles is a huge district, second largest in the country. It serves about 750,000 children. Of that, I'd say 35% are English language learners, so the language is an issue for, you know, over a third of the population of school kids.
Right.
You know, and there you can, so it's not just, as majority of that is Hispanic. 74% of LAUSD students are Hispanic. But and not to get into the whole race thing, but, you know, that is an issue in terms of just, first of all, you're actually dispensing the English language to basically over 250,000 children. That's what the district does.
Right.
Now, in terms of choices, which was your original question, there are a lot of different choices. There's your basic neighborhood public school, and all of them, of course, have to meet the state standards. And I think this is very similar in New York. The state of California Ed Code determines, you know, what standards have to be met, And so things like English and math, there are certain levels of proficiency that need to be met. Magnets are another option, and they're grouped around different themes. They still have to meet state standards, but they might have a specialty in, say, math science or technology or performing arts, humanities, social justice. There's different kinds of themed magnet schools. Some of them are the entire campus. Some are just a number of tracked classrooms within a bigger campus. So you might have a general population that's just the middle school, and then a selection of those classes will be the magnet track. And then in addition, you have this new wave of charter schools, which has taken over the country, and certainly Los Angeles is leading that. I think the state of California has the most number of charters in the country. I might be wrong on that statistic, but so charter schools are more autonomous and they're a little bit more independent. It's still a public school, tuition free, but there are different types of charters, but sometimes they offer a different sort of pedagogy or philosophy or method of teaching, a different style of teaching. But they do have to meet those rigorous standards, and if they don't, their charter could be revoked. It's up for review every 4 or 5 years. So they're held to a really high standard. So that's a different choice, public school. So, that's kind of an overview. Does that answer?
Yeah, that's great. And I'm also wondering, so as you look at all of these, you know, are there certain schools that you end up more or less informally endorsing on your website? Or how much do you really try to tailor what you're answering to each parent and sort of put it in specific terms?
So what I do, my motto is I will never tell a parent what school to go to. I know I could probably do really well if I became one of those highly paid educational consultants and did private sessions and took your money and told you which schools to apply for.
Right.
That's not me. Because in the 4 years I've been talking, I've been speaking to hundreds and hundreds of parents, many times 150 at a time, sometimes just 10 in a room. I've been going to preschools and talking about kindergarten options. So I've talked to a lot of parents across this area. And what I'm finding as I track back and I hear, well, how is that, you know, a year later, how's it going, how's your experience? What I'm finding is it's not one size fits all. And it's not that these highly desirable, highly coveted schools are necessarily the best choice for everyone. Because for every great school that has a big buzz around it, I personally know many parents or several parents or a handful of parents that have pulled their kid out of that school for whatever reason. And just a quick example of that is, if you pick a school just solely based on high test scores, and then you get your kid in there, and in second grade he's coming home with 2 hours of homework, of redundant math problems a night, and he's starting to shut down and not learn anymore because he's bored and not interested, that might not be a good fit for somebody who wants a well-rounded education and wants an inspired kind of learning and that kind of critical thinking experience. Another parent might think, I'm only going to send my kid to the most rigorous academic school because that's what's important to our family. And so you see, you start to get into these various, the range of choices available and the different types of family expectation. And so that's why I would say I personally am not comfortable endorsing a school, and I don't do it. I just empower parents with information, how the systems work, what their options are, what the timeline is, all the information they need so that they can go out and actually look at a school, get on the campus, see what's going on, and with their best parenting skills and gut intuition, decision-making skills, make a choice for their family that they feel good about.
Right.
So that's what I do. Right. I will not tell somebody what's right for them because 9 times out of 10, I don't know, and they might not know, and it might not be the right fit.
Right. Well, it's a great resource that that you and other moms have come together to make with Ask a Magnet Yenta. Final question before we go out: do you have any resources or recommendations if there are other parents who want to start something like this? What would you recommend to them? What are some of the challenges, or where can they look to get started?
For Los Angeles in particular, there's the Ask the Magnet Yenta site, which you mentioned, and then I would refer people to my GoMamaGuide.com, which is my site, has a lot of online resources and click-through links and an amazing West Side map of elementary schools with all the links to each school. But as far as parents wanting to launch this, it's really a neighbor-by-neighbor, parent-by-parent I think, I mean, I don't think any of us in this collective of Vientos are in this for the business side of this. It's not that we got together and we said, we want to start a business, how do we do it? It was that there was a need, there was a driving need to change our system because it's so fundamentally flawed that it's really coming from a place of passion for our children, that we want to, you know, not only help public education by getting parents in, but also inspire them to be agents of change within them once they get in the schools, and to empower them to speak out and use their voices for change, whether that's at the local level, at the district level, with the unions, with the state level. And so I guess what in a nutshell, it's really not about a business or launching something. It's about sharing information. And I think parents do that on the web. I think they can start that with, you know, a blog or a Yahoo group.
Something
or
simple as a blog, just like you
any
do.
Of those yeah. resources. And there's so many mommies connecting once they have a kid online.
That's
an amazing tool. And I think that's where it starts. And it grows as your kid chooses maybe child care or gets to preschool. Those circles
right.
start to
that's
get
great.
Wider.
That's great.
And information gets shared.
Well, thank you so much for the work that you do, Tanya Anton. Thank you so much for being with us today, talking about Ask a Magnet Yenta. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Leanne.
Great to have you on. And listeners, thank you for tuning in today. You've been listening to the Public Think Tank. And if you'd like more information about any of the organizations or anything that we've talked about on the show, you can find out more at publicthinktankradio.org. You can also find audio from past shows up on that website as well. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Leanne Keckline. Tune in next week for the Public Think Tank.